Naz Hosseini is a writer, a performer, and a therapist who can teach you how to speak from the heart in a free ebook that I have loved learning from. Hi, Naz.
Hi, Casey.
What started you speaking from your heart?
Oh, a need to speak from my heart. I've been a performer for a long time, and I became a psychotherapist. And in the process, I've worked with many people around speaking and presenting and being real. And what that means is that I really had to connect to that for myself. And so I really am in touch with, and I really get how scary it can be to speak out and speak up, and particularly as a woman, to have a voice and really speak your mind.
Naz Hosseini, a voice empowerment coach. Speak from your heart, the topic. You know, many people never speak from their heart.
Yeah, it can be scary. You're putting yourself out there. You're opening. You're allowing something to unfold that you're not in charge of.
How do you know when you're speaking from your heart?
It's a feeling. You know it. You hear it. You hear it in the resonance of your voice. You feel it in the ease in your body, or even the vulnerability of, yep, you may agree with me, you may not, you may argue or attack, and here I am. And there's something, even if you're scared or worried, there's something very present and easeful, even in the face of challenge.
How do you know when you're not speaking from your heart?
Your voice gets all tied up. No, your body tightens. It's really a biological response. Things constrict that you don't need to use, and you're ready to run, you're ready to hide, you're ready to attack, one of those things. And it's not a comfortable place. You speed up. I even sped up to say what I just said. You know, it's a whole different experience.
All right, so should everybody be speaking from their heart all the time, or is there a balance we find?
Good question. I don't think it's possible to speak from your heart all the time, and there may be times where it really isn't safe to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had my wish, people would speak from their heart more often than not. And I think it would change the taste of this world and the way that we interact. And just the honesty and the trust and the truthfulness would be at such a different level.
So you have a 6-point process?
I do.
And what strikes me about your 6-point process, 6 steps to engage, inspire, and impact your audience, you give this away for free.
I do.
Why?
I want people to have access to this. I want people to be able to see that they have a whole resource within themselves to land in the middle of who they are and to really speak from there. I want people to have that.
And this is for everyone, even if you never get up and speak in front of an audience, even if you're just speaking to your child's teacher or speaking to the mortgage broker at the bank, right? This is for
everyone. Yeah. I mean, does your heart ever patter when you have to go speak to someone at the bank or your child's teacher or perhaps your husband, your wife, your friend? Things come up where you're out of your usual water and you need to negotiate that territory and you want to connect and make something work better rather than burning down your bridges or creating enemies or hurting feelings. And when you speak from your heart, you really have a shot at having a new conversation.
I think of many circumstances when I just stopped speaking to people rather than having to speak from my heart.
Yeah, it's familiar, I'm sure, to just about everybody.
All right, so where do we get started?
Well, there are a couple of levels of working with your heart. And one is to really have a physical connection. And it may sound not connected to some people, but the physical piece of where you are, how you are in where you are is so important. And one of the steps that I have in my ebook is get that ground under your feet. Do you feel that ground supporting you? When we're in our fear mode, we're ready to fly. We're almost off the ground in our fear or our worry. Just making conscious contact with the ground under your feet is very concrete, very steady, very firming, and gives you a place of where you are.
So I'm going in to talk to my boss, and I should be completely aware of my feet on the floor of the office?
Yeah, even if you're entering, before you even touch the door or walk over the threshold, check in and say, where's that ground? Feel it. You might actually feel like you're not touching the ground if you're very nervous.
Yeah.
Bringing your attention to that connection and feeling that ground getting you, like holding you, mm-hmm. that is the foundation from which you go forward.
Wow. Now, I've been doing yoga for 106 years. And when we do Shavasana at the end, we lie on the floor and I feel the floor. And sometimes when I'm outside, the earth supporting me.
Yes.
I feel it. I feel like I can let my body go and this ground is going to support me. I've never once tried that when I wasn't lying flat on my back.
Because when exactly.
When I get nervous or agitated or whatever, I fly around,
yeah.
literally and physically. All right, what comes next?
You're losing yourself.
Yeah, I'm good at that. So this will nail our feet to the floor, or at least get us feeling our bodies and where our sense of place, right?
Yes, and in my ebook, there are a number of ways. If you can't, sometimes you try and you really just can't get that grounded feeling. If you're standing, to bend your knees and let yourself just gently bounce up and down a little bit, putting pressure downward so that you emphasize gravity, you emphasize that connection.
So we are here, we are breathing, we are grounded.
Yes.
We are going to speak from our heart. And what do we do next?
So you want to have a sense of your presence on a physical level. You are a three-dimensional being. You have top to bottom, you have front to back, and you have right to left. And often when we're in fear, what happens is we get all focused and fixated forward and tight. For you to really have your presence and your say and your connectivity, you need your full space to breathe and to fill your space and to speak from there. Your length, your longness, your elongated spine, your out to the sides, shoulders, really wide, broad, soft. And then the piece that most of us don't realize we are doing is we have a back, not just a front.
Mm.
And that back, when you breathe into front and back, it's as if you've got your own back.
Oh, everybody just did that now. Whenever you say breathe into your front and back, people breathe and then they feel their back as they breathe.
Yes.
All right, so I feel three-dimensional.
Beautiful.
Do you teach this class? I would like to attend this class.
I would love to have you there.
I would like to walk around the room feeling my front and back and my feet on the ground and breathing.
I do. I teach it in different formats. I've done it via teleclass, which is interesting because so much comes through the voice that I can almost tell what position you're in just by hearing your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I do it in live workshops. I do trainings in the workplace, and I work one-on-one. So there are many ways that I can help you do this.
Great. All right, what are we up to now as we work our way through the six steps?
We just looked at the architecture of the body. Now let's bring the mind and the imagination into it. So you can augment and deepen your sense of space by imagining a place that really is calming for you or supportive for you and putting yourself there in your mind, even if just the moment before you have to speak or have a difficult conversation or 5 minutes before. A lot of times people will find a place in nature that is very specific to them and they just imagine setting foot into that place. Everything softens and expands, and they calm down, and they find the center of where they are.
But
yeah.
The thing is, I have to walk into my boss's office and say something. How am I going to keep all these things in my head?
These are things you practice from time to time beforehand. You
right.
imagine yourself in the difficult situation or the challenge, and you, in your own time, you practice going through one or two or three of these different awarenesses and ways of using your mind and your intention. And then when you're in the situation itself, whenever you notice that you're going too fast or you're tightening up or you stop breathing, you bring your attention back, and in 1 second, either you feel the ground or you drop that breath in deeper. You pause, you take a time out. There's no rule that you have to end your sentence right in the moment you started it. You can stop mid-sentence and take a breath.
Yeah, and check in. And I see people do that, and I'm so impressed.
Yeah, it's really honoring yourself
yeah.
and allowing yourself to get in the room.
Step 5 says, speak to someone you love. What do you mean by that?
There's probably someone in your life who, when you're talking with them and you're looking in their eyes, you feel accepted. You feel safe. You feel they understand you. When you're speaking with that particular being, you are settled in yourself. So when you're speaking, say, to one person who has authority, perhaps, or could take or give a job, or to a group, somehow you feel intimidated, or the voices in your head come up to tell you you can't, or they don't care, or you'll make a fool of yourself. If you bring in that being who you really feel at ease with, who you feel safe with, and put them in the room, then there is your anchor.
Mentally,
exactly. Not actually.
Right. And finally, you say, open your heart. What exactly do you mean by that?
One way I offer up in the ebook is physically actually touching your heart with your hand and imagining the front and the back of it so that you can breathe into the space of your heart and soften it, open it, allow movement there so that there's room. There's room to speak. There's room to engage. There's room to listen and be heard. Opening your heart really is a softening. It's a letting go of urgency or agenda or forcefulness or any kind of trying to make something happen.
Right.
It's kind of the antithesis of the way we live when we're not thinking in the 21st century.
Right. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, speak from your heart, and your 6 guidelines could be used in writing as well, in our emails.
Yes, absolutely.
So often our emails can get a little edgy.
Yeah, and with emails, it's even so much more important because people read in tone that wasn't necessarily meant. So you almost have to be softer around the edges. You do. You have to be softer around the edges in your email so people really get the space you're coming from. And that openness of heart is a kind of vulnerability, and that vulnerability is your strength. It is what draws people to you. It is what allows you to come out to people. It allows something to unfold that you may not be able to predict or control, but that's real, is authentic, and it actually matters.
And, you know, Oprah Winfrey just did an entire life class on this with Brené Brown. That vulnerability is the cornerstone of confidence. Vulnerability, it sounds so counterintuitive.
Yes.
But vulnerability is what you stand on to get to all the good stuff.
Right. And imagine the opposite. When we're pushing and forcing and being hard and acting strong, really what we're doing is we're being rigid. And when you're rigid and when you're that held, there's no room for anything to unfold.
So how can we find out more?
You just go to my website, which is nazh.com, and that's NAAZH.com. So there are 2 A's in Naz, nazh.com. And right at the top of the page, you'll see a picture of the book, and you can download it right there.
You're listening to Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration. Find out more at caseyontheradio.com.